Peace, love, and light to everyone. This is AD, and before we get into today's episode today, I would like to say that this is fair use, copyright disclaimer under 107 of the Copyright Act 1976. Allowance is made for fair use for purposes such as criticism, comment, news reporting, teaching, scholarship, education, and research. Fair use is a use permitted by copyright statute that might otherwise be infringing.
How long are you going to wait before you demand the best of yourself? Progress is not achieved by luck or by accident, but by working on yourself daily. Difficulty shows what men are. Therefore, when a difficulty falls upon you, remember that God, like a trainer of wrestlers, has matched you with a rough young man. Why? So that you may become an Olympic conqueror. But it is not accomplished without sweat. Now is the time to get serious about living your ideals. Stop the excuses and procrastination. This is your life. Decide to be extraordinary and do what you need to do, now. I laugh at those that think they can hurt me. They do not know who I am. They do not know what I think. They cannot even touch the things which are truly mine and with which I live. Give yourself fully to your endeavors. Decide to construct your character through excellent actions and determine to pay the price of a worthy goal. Don't explain your philosophy. Embody it. Take a moment before reacting, and you will find it easier to maintain control. Don't ask for everything to happen as you wish it would, but rather wish that everything happens as it actually will. Then your life will flow well. The trials you encounter will introduce you to your strengths. First, say to yourself what you would be, and then do what you have to do. Wealth consists not in having great possessions, but in having few wants. He is a wise man who does not grieve for the things which he has not, but rejoices for those which he has. Never depend on the admiration of others. There is no strength in it. Personal merit cannot be derived from an external source. Grow up. Who cares about what other people think of you? Do not afflict others with anything that you yourself would not wish to suffer. Goodness is incompatible with hypocrisy. Concentrate every minute like a Roman, like a man, on doing what's in front of you with precise and genuine seriousness, tenderly, willingly, with justice, and on freeing yourself from all other distractions. Perform each action as if it is your last. No more roundabout discussion of what makes a good man. Be one. If it is not right, do not do it. If it is not true, do not say it. Be tolerant with others and strict with yourself. When you arise in the morning, think of what a privilege it is to be alive, to think, to enjoy, to love. How trivial the things we want so passionately are. Choose not to be harmed and you won't feel harmed. Don't feel harmed and you haven't been. In your actions, don't procrastinate. In your conversations, don't confuse. In your thoughts, don't wander. In your soul, don't be passive or aggressive. In life, don't be all about business. You have the power to remove your attention from external pain at any time. and therefore have the power to revoke distress at any moment. Everything that happens is either endurable or not. If it's endurable, then endure it. Stop complaining. You can endure anything your mind can make endurable by treating it as in your interest to do so. If it is within the power and province of man, believe that it is within your own compass also. The passing moment is every man's equal possession, but what has once gone by is not ours. Soon you will have forgotten all things. Soon all things will have forgotten you. In all things, we should try to make ourselves be as grateful as possible. A gem cannot be polished without friction, nor a man perfected without trials. Let us meet with bravery whatever may befall us. There is nothing in the world so much admired as a man who knows how to bear unhappiness with courage. We should adopt a noble spirit, such a spirit as befits a good person, so that we may bear up bravely under all that fortune sends us and bring our wills into tune with nature's. It doesn't matter what you bear, but how you bear it. Find delight in your own resources and desire no joys greater than your inner joys. Wherever there is a human being, there is an opportunity for kindness. If a man know not which port he sails, no wind is favorable. Sometimes even to live is an act of courage. Life's like a play. It's not the length, but the excellence of the acting that matters. The wise man always strives to rely predominantly upon himself and to derive all joy from himself. Until we have begun to go without them, we fail to realize how unnecessary many things are. We've been using them not because we needed them, but because we had them. The greatest blessings of mankind are within us and within our reach. A wise man is content with his lot, whatever it may be, without wishing for what he has not. Having the fewest wants, I am nearest to the gods. Man conquers the world by conquering himself. Order your soul, reduce your wants. The pursuit, even of the best things, ought to be calm and tranquil. I begin to speak only when I'm certain what I'll say isn't better left unsaid. Man's character is his fate. Nothing endures but change.
Peace, love, and light to everyone. This is Adrian X Myhi for AD. Welcome to the People's Enrichment Program. I'm your master's student today, and I'm also the People's new Black Panther Party member, and I'm the youth minister.
by saying is that what you think is your reality, what you perceive is your reality, and when you think about that, what we focus on expands. We are free to focus our attention wherever we choose. We can focus on what we perceive to be problems, or we can remind ourselves that every circumstance is an opportunity to reclaim the power we have vested in our beliefs. Discomfort in our bodies is a signal that we are resisting the flow of energy or love. The greater the discomfort, the more we know that we are resisting the giving and receiving the love. When we focus on our pure feelings, unencumbered by beliefs, what expands within and around us is peace, joy, and abundance. So, the key to meditation is focusing on yourself, your inner being. So, listening to your inner voice, you know, and being able to manifest whatever it is that you want. So, that is the key. So, I just want to add on to that. And with that being said, moving right along, every human being develops their own belief system, their own corresponding reality, and their own consequential state of consciousness. This means that disagreement with others is the default state for every human being until they discover how to create agreement. So we can take a modern example like Ice Cube, for example. A lot of people don't agree, or some people agree, with his Black Plan for America. Some people agree with his approach to taking it or having it open to the politicians to collab with him on making it, you know, to help the Black community as well. So some people agree with it and some people disagree. And it's all based off of, you know, their own corresponding reality of one's self, you know. So like whatever you have as your reality or whatever you perceive to be your truth, that's why you agree with Cube or you disagree with Cube, you know what I'm saying? Or and whatever, and that ultimately is your own consequential state of consciousness. So that's the state of mentality, that's the state of reality that you live in, because based off of your experiences and based off of what you have perceived to be true, whether that be through media, through school, through your own research, or whatever the case may be, that's why you agree or disagree with Cube and his approach or whatever. But whether you agree or disagree with him or not, he had a plan, and if you don't have a plan, you shouldn't comment. You should have y'all plan together and move on. That's my humbled opinion, because a lot of people are bashing him, calling him a coon and all this, but at least he had a plan. Moving right along, mutually held fear-based emotions, the need for societal compliances, and so-called scientific explanations provide expedient forms of pseudo-agreement, but there is no genuine freedom for the individual to love and to discover truth for themselves unless they are able to monitor their own belief system and to use universal principles to restructure those beliefs along ways that are inherently appropriate for the whole creation. So, religion, education system, prison, war, all these different things, a lot of people are becoming aware of what's going on in this Aquarius age, and they're becoming rebellious to the status quo because they're not putting forth a moral compass for people to, you know, appreciate and abide by. You know, all we see is corruption, manipulation, and lies, and money laundering, and all these different things that you see, pollution of the earth and things of that sort, you know. control the earth. So we see all these different things, and it's up to us as vanguards, as panthers, as whoever else, whatever person you are, whatever superhero you are for the community, to be there and be upstanding and upbeat and be energetic in your approach and be righteous in your approach about how to keep things in this alignment according to how the universe designed it. You know what I'm saying? So that's what we're here as people and as vanguard. So that's what we want to say to uphold, you know, the whole creation, okay? Be the best tool for humanity, because, you know, organism, the root word to organism is organ. We are organisms. We're organisms within organisms. We need to be the best tool, be the best role, be the best thing for humanity, be useful, you know, be that key living organism to keep Earth alive. You know, don't pollute, you know, do simple things, use more natural sunlight, light sage, you know, things of that sort, eat better, you know, treat the Earth right. You know, treat each other right, you know, say thank you, say no thanks, you know, be kind, you know, this is common sense, common courtesy, you know, mutual, you know, and you should have mutual support groups. That's what this is about. You know, this is what universal principle is about, is having universal or mutual support groups that you, people that you can come to and consult to, you know. So, with that being said, universal principles provide the basis for editing belief systems and bringing them into alignment with genuine unconditional love and absolute truth. All religions, philosophies, and sciences need to realign in this way. So, that's just to say, like I said before, like, as time goes and progress, or I don't like to use the word progress, but as time moves on, you know, it's a cycle, because time is not measured on the linear scale from A to B. It's measured in the cycle of time, you know, it's measured in the cycle, okay? And that's how we measure, at least that's how Africans measure time. We measure time, past, present, and future. It's all it's simultaneous, okay? Because right now, this is the present, but this eventually will be the past. But prior to it being the present and the past, of course, it was in the future to come to be in this video and for me to talk to you guys right now. So this is all in one. This is all oneness, okay? That's what oneness is all about, okay? That's how time is not really a measurable entity. Man just put that on time, you know, because he wanted to calculate everything and do this and do that. That's okay, but that's just how it is, okay? Time is just what is, okay? Time is just what is. But anyway, moving forward, what is a universal principle? Just to get more in depth, a universal principle is a supposition that always applies, to which no exception is to be found. Due to the general self-centered state of human consciousness, there will still be arguments about whether a supposition is actually universal. This is because the main reason for being on Earth is to become self-contained, but not isolated individuals. Agreement between all individuals is essential, but not at the expense of personal freedom. Okay? So, that's to say, when we talk about politics again, you know, we want to come to a good agreement, and we want to have a peaceful and a harmonious energy and vibe for between the people and the politicians. But if you guys are trying to, if it's on the expense of our personal freedom, we don't want to be a part of that. That makes us want to create our own thing, and you still trying to feed us dog poop and say it's chocolate ice cream, and we realize that it's not, and you still trying to do it, and it's like, no, we're not accepting that. You know what I'm saying? So this is what we're talking about when we say that agreement between all individuals is essential, but not at the expense of personal freedom. Okay, so this is about interdependency. So us becoming one as a unit, acknowledging that with trees we get back, they give us air, they give us oxygen. We give it carbon dioxide. You know, we're similar to plants in many ways because we have to have sunlight. You know what I'm saying? We have to have water. We have to have a proper environment in order to grow. You know what I'm saying? So, just acknowledging things like that and appreciating things for what they are. Appreciating bees producing honey for us, which is something that is natural and organic to the body. You know what I'm saying? It provides the body with minerals and things of that sort. So that is something to look at. You know, one of many examples that apply for universal principle, okay? So for true individuality to occur, we each need to identify truth for ourselves, and that is only achieved through individuals' own creation of their own beliefs and through discussing them with loving and trustworthy individual or trustworthy others until complete agreement is achieved. This does not result in forced mutual dependency, but rather in mutual advantageous interdependency. So, if you want to look at the difference between mutual dependency versus mutual advantageous interdependency, mutual dependency is a need of collaborative partners for each other. Reduced resources and environment uncertainties by using collaboration strategies. So, in other words, you're going 50-50 with your partnership or with the parties involved. And the problem with that logic is when you're going by the 50-50 logic, it's not, you're not really giving it your all. You're not giving it your full 100%. You're relying on the other person. So you're kind of playing, or the other entities, and you're playing tug of war with all these entities because you're all going at 50%. Okay? So the idea of mutual advantageous interdependency comes in, you think about, you know, us being as one unit, and when you look at it even further, you look at the means and ends, and the means and the ends are the same. The action and the outcome are one. To achieve peace, we feel and express our inner peacefulness. To enjoy life that works perfectly, we see and feel the perfection of everything and everyone, including ourselves. To experience the natural abundance of the universe, we feel and express gratitude for the abundance all around us. So therefore, you have that understanding with that party, and you will have this mutual support group, which is based upon universal principles. The mutual support groups provide a safe and nurturing environment in which to practice giving and receiving unconditional love and support, reconnecting with your feelings and reclaiming our powers. In such an environment, we learn to express qualities that lead to truly fulfilling lives: honesty, integrity, trust, surrender, compassion, generosity, humor, playfulness, creativity, and openness. Mutual support groups are founded on universal principles, which always operate consistently in the same way in each of our lives. When we live by these principles, we are guided perfectly in enjoying and expressing the love, peace, harmony, and abundance that is our natural state. Okay? So, this goes on to say is that no one is wrong or broken. People work perfectly to accomplish what they are currently accomplishing. Okay, and people always make the best choice available to them, given what they know. So we're learning, we're still growing as being. As long as you're here as a man, as a woman, as a child, here breathing, there's always room for improvement. A true master is always in learning mode, okay? Alright, so you always take up more knowledge, okay? And whatever goes against universal principle, you always combat it, okay? Thomas Jefferson said, if a law is unjust, a man is not only to disobey it, he is obligated to do so, okay? He said that. So there's a lot of laws in this society that we're obligated to disobey because it goes against our God-given rights. And we have our right as a man, as a woman, as a child to disobey those laws, okay? And even King, many centuries after that, when he wrote in his letter, a Birmingham letter from jail, he wrote, "One has not only a legal but a moral responsibility to." He said, "One has not only a legal but a moral responsibility to obey just laws. Conversely, one has a moral responsibility to disobey unjust laws." So we understand the difference, and that's why people are standing up for themselves when it comes to our rights and things of that sort, and when it comes to our education, and it comes to everything that's going on here in this world. So I want to read on more things containing to universal principle. We kind of touched on some of it already, but I'm going to go over half of these principles, and then I'm going to save half the principles for the next video. So I want to keep it interesting, so I want you guys to come back, like, share, subscribe, and I'm going to read, there are 21 principles that are components that make up universal principles. I'm going to go through half. So I'm going to go through 10 today, and I'll go through 11 the next video. So, like I said, like, share, subscribe. I'm going to put all the details for contact information and donation information in a link. So we're going to get into these principles. So the first principle is energy. Number one, the basic component of the universe. Energy occurs in either materialized or unmaterialized form. All that we see and feel is an expression of energy. Energy is synonymous with love. When we resist the flow of energy or love, we experience discomfort. When we align with the energy flowing around us, we feel joyful and at peace. Yep, that's right. Okay. So the second point is the infinite intelligence. So within all energy is an intelligence that is infinite, internal, and purposeful. The infinite intelligence, which some refer to as God or love, is the source of all creative expression and the essential power in the universe. The way we view infinite intelligence is precisely the way we experience life. When we perceive infinite intelligence as an unconditionally loving and supportive energy at all times and under all circumstances, we experience our world and everyone in it as totally safe, loving, and generous. Number three, oneness. Since the essence of everything is pure loving and energy, in the truest sense, we are one. When we feel our connection to our oneness, we feel the power of who we really are. Our oneness. Love is indivisible, and thus is not possible to love one thing or one person, or one thing or person more than another. Whenever we attempt to withhold love from anyone, we withhold love from everyone, including ourselves. The truth of this principle becomes clear to us as we allow our hearts to open and feel our interconnectedness. Number four is perfection. Our oneness, infinite intelligence, is perfect, expresses this perfection in infinite ways. As human beings, we are created and we function perfectly just the way we are. When someone or something appears to be less than perfect, we know that we have chosen to feel disconnected from our oneness. We feel connected when our hearts are open, when our hearts are open wide, and we see and feel the perfection of everything. Excuse me, drink my water real quick. Okay, so number five is cause and effect. Contrary to what we have been taught, we are not at the effect of the circumstances of our lives. We are the creators of these circumstances, and we create these circumstances with great purposefulness. The creation occurs at two levels. At one level, cause is put into motion by our infinite intelligence. We create at this level when we are in a state of peacefulness, and we trust our infinite intelligence to guide us and support us. Excuse me. At another level, cause is set in motion by our thinking minds. What we believe creates our experiences. So, when we have, for example, we can put out 432 hertz, which is a frequency that resonates inside our body. It releases emotional blockages and expands our consciousness. It helps us connect with our true nature. So we can use that type of music, those hertz, that sound, to literally manifest healing, love, and peace. It cleanses us. So we have things, you know, we have things that we create, you know, to make up who we are or what we want to produce in the world, you know, to better it or to hinder it, you know. So we create the circumstances as this principle expresses. I'm just making emphasis on it. So number six is the free will. We each have freedom to choose each moment. We can choose for ourselves, but not for others. When we allow others to choose for us, we withdraw our trust in ourselves to make choices. Accepting the choice another makes for us is our choice. When we consciously choose to let infinite intelligence guide us, our lives unfold in effortless and magnificent ways. Number seven, beliefs and illusions. Our beliefs, both conscious and unconscious, which really is subconscious, determine our experiences. We can recognize what we believe by noticing the experiences in which we find ourselves. Our beliefs are illusions. They are not real. By quieting our mind and focusing our awareness on what is real, our oneness, we move beyond illusionary beliefs and experience the inherent perfection of the universe. And that is a part of meditation. You know, it's just acknowledging yourself and immersing yourself within this universe, you know, because you are a universe within the universe, and just becoming one with it releases a type of freedom for yourself, a personal freedom for yourself. You feel more liberated on all levels of existence. So it's good to have meditation and practicing your breathing techniques. So with that being said, moving on to number eight, which is intuition, feeling, and power. Our infinite intelligence, intelligence communicates to us through our intuition, which we access through our feelings. The more willing we are to feel our feelings, the more able we are to connect with the power that resides in them. The true power in the universe is a totally peaceful power. It is a power of love, fully, freely, and joyfully felt. Number 9 is mutual support. Okay? So mutual support is our universe functions as a mutual support system in which each and everything in existence relates to and affects every other thing. Every person and circumstance in our lives is there to support us by reflecting back to us the present state of our consciousness. Despite the prevalent belief that we are naturally competitive and adversarial, we always have the choice to create environments that are harmonious, nurturing, and mutually supportive. Choosing to join with others who share a commitment to living in mutual support is both self-loving and empowering. In Swahili, there's a term, Ubuntu. It means we are because I am, or I am because we are. And that's just acknowledging, going back to the support group and just acknowledging we have the power to practice cooperative economics and empower each other through that fashion. So we are able to do that. We're able to empower each other in many ways with the greatest gift that we possess, which is the power of influence. So I'm going to read this last one, which is the mirror principle, and I'm going to say the last 11 principles for next time. And this principle is the mirror principle. Everything that we see and feel is a reflection of the state of our own consciousness. Every person we attract into our lives is showing us some aspect of who we are. Every feeling expressed by another mirrors a feeling deep within us. This reflection is a gift, for it allows us to be aware of the beliefs we hold. We then have the choice to reclaim the power we have vested in our beliefs. So, as time goes, people learn and they become wiser, you know. So, you ultimately stay on the same principles, or your principles kind of evolve and adjust. So, with that being said, I hope you guys gained something from this video. I will be doing a lot more videos, and again, I will be putting our information so you can contact us, and you can support us through our donation, through donating as well, and.